Hello, and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. This is Penny Sansevieri with my ever awesome co-host, Amy Cornell. And this is a topic that we've been wanting to do for a while. How much you should expect to spend on book marketing is kind of it's a challenging topic to address. So this isn't us saying, well, you'd better have $20,000 extra in the bank that you want to spend on book marketing. That's not what this is about at all. The reason that we felt that this show was important is because we, you know, if this is your first rodeo, and sometimes even if it's your second, depending on how long between, you know, book releases that you waited, you probably have no idea how much things cost, right? Mm-hmm. So understandably, you know, you're going to want to shop, you're going to want to get kind of an idea. But it's a really good idea to know what your limit is in terms of spending. And the other thing to consider too is that when I talk to an author who says, I'm willing to spend this money, but I need to know what the ROI is on the first month of marketing, that's a conversation that I can't really have, because the ROI, and you know, you see, there's a lot of companies out there right now that have like guaranteed return on investment, guaranteed ROI. They're, first off, they're scams. There's no way that you can guarantee ROI. I don't know how else to say that, but it's good to know what you have in terms of your budget or budget range or budget cap. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have, you know, because I talked to an author a few days ago and she was like, oh, I feel so bad. I only have $3,500 to spend. That's a great start. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the things that Amy and I often encourage people is that even if you have a large budget, don't feel inclined that you have to spend it all right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Because the best kind of marketing is long-term marketing. I mean, Amy, do you want to add something to that?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, especially after an author gets a proposal and then they finally start to get an idea of numbers and what's happening, the recommendations. I mean, one of the first questions we almost always get is, okay, I can't do it all, but what should I do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't do all of this, but I want to do the right things. And that's where it really comes into understanding your goals. You know, your goals and your budget are pretty closely tied together.
Yep.
You know, so what are your goals? Your goals will affect your budget. When we have authors that come to us and say, I want to be on TV, I want big media, I want interviews, I want to go after all the podcasts, all these things. Media always costs a lot of money. Because it's a lot of touches, it's a lot of time and energy, it's a lot of research. It's very specific to your book as well. So it's different from, you know, a lot of other strategies that are more based on the readers. That is very specific to your book. And a lot of times I will remind people, you know, think about the fact that you want your book to have a long life. You know, if you're lucky, your book's going to be popular for a while. So what makes sense for what you need to do now to make sure you're doing the right things versus what you need to be doing in 3 months and what you need to be doing in 6 months, in 12 months, things like that as well. And it's definitely worth thinking about. There are the right things, and we've done episodes on this, the right things to do for your launch and for your release versus what you need to keep in mind down the road as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have done shows on this in terms of, so if you say, all right, look, I'm literally going to tap out at $5,000. I need to know what's mm-hmm. imperative for me to do now. And Amy pointed out that, you know, media outreach in particular, you know, trade media, traditional media, morning shows, et cetera, that adds a layer of, that's a big layer of cost to any proposal. But the things that you need to look at doing early on are the things that can't be redone as your book ages, or that can't be done rather as your book ages. For example, you know, getting out to, like, we do a national review pitch to libraries and, you know, bookstore, you know, to get to see about getting books into bookstores, things like that. Reviews can't be gotten as the book ages, much harder to get those, you know, pitching influencers, pitching bloggers, things like that. When somebody asks me, like Amy said, okay, so the proposal is X amount of dollars. What's the bare minimum of what I can do? And here's what I can afford. That's a conversation that we can definitely have. And we can pare down the proposal and everything, but it's always smart to go into book marketing with an idea in mind. And I talk to authors all the time who say, this is an investment. I'm like, yeah, book publishing a book is very front loaded. That's mm-hmm. part of the challenge with this, is that you throw the book up there and now the work really begins. And it doesn't necessarily get easier. I mean, you know, one author doesn't necessarily have it easier than the other. If you invest properly in your first book, if you do the right things, in theory, your second, third, and fourth books should get easier, because what you're doing essentially is you're building your platform. But to start off with, you got to kind of go into this knowing what you're comfortable spending. The other reason that this is a good conversation to have is not just because it's easier to find a marketing company if you have some kind of a budget, but it's also, you also want to invest in a way that makes you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And in fact, years ago when I was first in business, I had an author say to me, I don't care what it costs, I'm going to mortgage my house to make this work. And I told her I couldn't work with her because I don't want to have that hanging over my head. I mean,
nope.
I hope that her book did great, but I'm not here to talk to people about their financial choices. If you believe in your book that much that you want to mortgage your house, books can take a long time to start showing a profit. In fact, and we've cited this a few times, IBPA, which is a great organization, by the way, I encourage everybody to join. They did a study a number of years ago and found that it can take, you know, 2 years in some cases for books to start earning back what you invested in them.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't about saying, you know, when somebody comes to us and says, what can I get for $50? That's not really a serious question. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, like, I said that I wouldn't money shame, but $50 for a marketing budget is really not. And there are some places that you can get a bunch of reviews.
Sure.
You know, maybe for $50, and good luck keeping them up on Amazon if they don't violate Amazon's terms of service. But I think being a smart investor in your success is really the focus and the goal of this podcast.
Yeah. And I say it all the time to people that, you know, Penny and I, what we often recommend are the things that we know are going to serve an author long after our work is done.
Yeah.
And their strategies and their elements of your platform that just really need to be done well in order to support your book long term. And so it's not always the sexiest stuff. You know, we really don't play to egos and big hopes and dreams of that, you know, that TV appearance and things like that, because we both know there's a lot of steps before people get to that point.
Right.
And if you skip those steps, you have a really shaky foundation. As Penny said, there are some things you just can't go back and redo. You know, once, and we've done episodes on this, once you reach out to that media, that's likely your only shot. You know, yeah. If you haven't done the other things, the basic things right in the first place, then you're not likely going to get a yes. And then you've blown that shot. And so certainly when you're talking to companies and you're figuring out your budget and you're doing your shopping, you also want to pay attention to those kind of things as well. You know, is that team trying to support your long-term goals, or are they throwing ideas at you because you said you want X, Y, and Z, and they're catering to exactly what you're saying? Like, are they recommending things that you didn't know you needed? That's usually a good sign, I think, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also great to chat about what can happen 6 months down the road. We love having that conversation when authors come our way, like, well, what about this, that, and the third? We would love to help you with that, but we need to get the book launched and we need to see how the market responds and you need to get some reader reviews up there. And then let's talk about, you know, that next level that we can help you with 6 months from now. And that's also, you know, tooting my own horn over here, but that's also a really good sign. You know, if a team is saying, let's do this. And then in, you know, 3-6 months, let's talk about this. You know, if you're working with a team that can help you build, that's probably a good sign that they have your best interest at heart and then also know how to help you spend your money in a smart way.
Right, exactly. And, you know, one of the other things that I want to kind of leave everybody with is that every once in a while, it doesn't happen a lot, but every once in a while, like I'll talk to an author and I'll say, okay, give me your budget. So we start chatting for a bit. And then I just want to kind of get a sense of their budget because that helps me to formulate a plan, right? Mm-hmm. And give them some guidance. If somebody asks you what your budget is, you should feel comfortable telling them. A lot of times authors say to me, and they're very forthcoming about this. They're like, well, I don't want to tell you because I'm afraid that you're just going to make recommendations to hit my budget, right?
Spend all my money.
To spend all my money. If you feel that way, and I'm not going into like some sort of psychotherapy thing about trust issues, but if you feel that way, you may be talking to the wrong company. I mean, I think that you have to really, and that's why the research, I like when authors tell me that they're shopping around for publicists, I think that's always a great idea. Talk to a lot of people, do your research, find somebody that you feel comfortable with. But by the time you get on the phone with somebody to talk about your book and to put a proposal together, there should be at least enough of a trust that you know that. And this goes back to the podcast actually that we just did on the 5 things that you must know how to do as an author. To some degree, this goes to why I'm such a fan of education, because the educated author makes better choices. You're not just signing off on something and thinking that, oh, well, I have much more money to spend, so I'm just going to buy my way into fame. If you could buy your way into fame, could you imagine how many people would be famous? I mean, literally, right? So I think that it's good to, you know, it's good to know what your, you know, what your top end and what your top end investment is. And one of the things that I tell authors is, and this is, I don't call me a dream killer, but when you earmark that investment, it is a long-term investment, right? It is, you need to plan on investing in your book for the long-term, but also not necessarily seeing that come back to you right away. Sometimes authors are surprised and some books right out of the gate just do really, really, really well. But I think both Amy and I can count on one hand in the 23 years, I think that we've been around and doing this, how many people that's actually happened to.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep, good point.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you didn't kill your buzz and you keep listening to our other shows. Our other shows are far, far less buzzkill, guys.
Hey, but you know, money matters. As much as nobody likes to talk about it, it really does matter.
And nobody likes to talk. I know it truly.
So hopefully this will help some people that are listening plan, you know? So if you're still working on that book or you're working on your next book and you're like, I want to do it right. Hopefully this is kind of helping you set your expectations and plan some things out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Penny Sansevieri and Amy Cornell, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.